This is the Real Talk University podcast, where your hosts, Andre and Christian, explore success stories outside of the classroom.
What is going on, Real Talk University fam? Welcome back to a brand new episode of the podcast. Just want to commend you guys for tuning in to our podcast week in and week out. We put together a weekly episode, sometimes two episodes a week, of this podcast. We really grind it out every week. You know, we don't have anyone on our team other than Christian and I working to produce this content for you guys. So we work our asses off to deliver valuable content for you guys. So rest assured, these next 50 minutes will be well worth your time. Again, we put a lot of time into this ourselves to make sure that you guys get true value, practicality, and knowledge from these interviews. So today we had the pleasure of interviewing Alex Quinn. This interview actually took place quite a while ago, back I think in March or February. But Alex is the CEO of Hustle Inspires Hustle, which is basically value-driven content for the modern hustler. He's also a council member for Forbes, and he just does tons of different projects. I think he mentioned he had two different documentaries coming to Netflix later in the year, early 2020. So he's just a hustler, like Hustle Inspires Hustle, and you'll notice that throughout this interview. I think he was working on a project while traveling while also doing this podcast interview, which basically says enough about his hustle, and it's super inspiring. And the interview was actually very unique because he did tell a lot about himself, but he also took the time to kind of mentor Christian and I along the process and just give us some of his advice, because he's already been through a lot of the experiences that Christian and I are kind of working towards with the podcast and building our own brand. So we're super grateful that he really kind of used the time he had with us to help us and give us guidance on where we should be focusing and putting our attention to in the next few months as we continue to build the Real Talk University family. So thank you again for tuning in. If you do enjoy this episode, we'd love to hear your feedback, thoughts, comments, anywhere on social media. If you just give us a follow at Real Talk Uni Podcast on Instagram, we'd love to hear from you, and enjoy. How's it going, Real Talk fam? I just wanted to jump in here real quick before we start this new episode of Real Talk University with an offer that Christian and I have put together for you guys. Basically, as a thank you for listening and tuning into all of our episodes and supporting us along the way so far. So what we put together is the Podcast Blueprint ebook, which you'll have access to for free. Absolutely free. This is a downloadable PDF containing all the information, actionable steps, tips, resources, everything you need to launch your very own successful podcast in 30 days or less, exactly how Christian and I have done so. After reading our ebook, you'll be able to launch your own podcast today, book your dream guest for your interviews, and get ads and sponsors immediately. To claim your free copy today, visit the link at bit.ly/RTU ebook. That's bit.ly/RTU ebook. EBOOK. Get your free copy today before this offer expires. So I'm Andre. I'm here with Christian. And basically, this is what's up?
What's up?
Oh, this is Real Talk University. We started like 4 months ago. It's an audio and video podcast, and we basically just talk to entrepreneurs that are either on the come up or have done great things, and let them share their stories and help, you know, people out there that aspire to do great things outside of the classroom as well. So we'll get right into it.
Cool. Awesome, man. Sounds good.
All right, sweet. So for the audience out there who doesn't know you, could you just tell them who you are, what you're about, and what you're up to these days?
My name is Alex Quinn. I'm an investor. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a marketer. I pretty much partake in different businesses right now that I'm passionate about. And I have a team that pretty much goes with me everywhere, you know, traveling, filming content, motivational content, content for brands that we work with, content for our own brands, be it, you know, our clothing brand, our dropshipping store, some projects we're working on right now related to mental health and awareness on domestic and gun violence. So that's one of the things that we're working on right now as we speak. We're in the car driving, to one of the neighborhoods where we're shooting at, so we could get the content that we need. So we have a lot of exciting things going on right now, but I pretty much concentrate on strategy and building brands, scaling brands, and scaling projects.
Yeah, that's terrific. So when did you really first realize that you were an entrepreneur and you wanted to do your own thing?
Since I was like 6 years old. Since I was 6 years old, I was flipping shit, you know, like selling toys or selling old video games I wasn't playing with. I figured instead of throwing them away or giving them away, I could just sell them and buy new ones, you know, or sell them and, you know, keep money. And I, you know, we didn't grow up with a, you know, abundance of money, you know, sometimes we went through a struggle. So, you know, we had to figure, you had to be smart. I had to figure things out. If I wanted something, I didn't really want to bother my parents to spend money on it. So I would just go ahead and just make my own money and get my own shit, even since I was a little kid.
That's dope.
That's awesome. Yeah. So when did you, like, what was the first business you started up? Take us through that process.
The first, like, official business I started, I was like, all right, we're registered through the state. Like we're good. Like, you know, we have a corporation, was an events company. And we were doing pretty much, like, car events. Things like Fast and the Furious, car, you know, meetups with sponsors and music and everybody showing their cars off and lights and all types of shit. You know, we started off small, you know, probably 50, 60, 70 cars. And then, you know, we grew all the way to 400 or 500 cars each show. But I wasn't making any money. Like, people were barely paying for entrances. Sponsors didn't want to spend money. And there was a big market for it, like a big, big market for it. But monetizing it was really difficult. It was also my first time, so I didn't really know what the hell I was doing. I was just kind of figuring it out. I guess it was a good stepping stone for me to get onto the next thing, but that was pretty much my business, coordinating car meetups. I had to meet with all the local car crews, meet all with all the local guys that worked on their cars, the tuners, the shops, let them know I was having a, you know, an event. I was on TV, I was on the radio. I was just doing press runs. Everything I ever do, I do press runs, I do everything. I make sure it gets filled up. That's why things are always successful, because I make sure that I tap into every single area that I can, you know, content, organization, talent, press, like every single part is accounted for. And that's why everybody gets, there's so many eyes on the projects that we're working on. And it's always been like that since the jump.
Yeah. So obviously, like, since you started, the way you produce content and the platforms that do have changed. So, like, what have you noticed and what are some of the trends that you're kind of riding now?
Well, I mean, something that pretty much everybody's noticing now, and something I've touched on another podcast and even my own, is the fact that, you know, people aren't impressed on social media anymore by nice things. You know, people are starting to realize that, you know, it's all BS. You know, most of it is BS. You know, people want to see realness, and, you know, they're tired of people not writing back to them. And, like, people don't want to be fans. People want to be supporters. People want to be loyal to your brand, but people want you to answer them back, talk to them, speak to them, respond.
Yeah.
You know, show them your personality, who you really are, instead of just some perfect human being that only posts, you know, extremely edited pictures every few days, or, you know, you get me, like, that there's an actual yeah. human being behind that screen. And I think that's a trend, you know, that it's not really a trend. It's something that people are just realizing, hey, let me just be real instead of trying to be fake and perfect for everybody. So it's something that people should just realize, because it's causing a lot of mental health issues. A lot of people are, like, hurting themselves or getting, like, you know, going insane, thinking that their lives suck because everything looks perfect on Instagram, and it's not. We all have our shit, you know, nothing's perfect.
Yeah, it's so true.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah.
So how do you think that we could try to be more personable with our audience rather than just trying to be perfect with our content?
Well, with you guys, for the how many episodes have you guys done on the podcast?
We have 24 out now. We'll get to, like, 25 tomorrow.
That's crazy. That's a lot.
Yeah, we started in October. We've done one every single Thursday since we started, and then we've started to mix in some Tuesday episodes as well. It's going to be like full-time Tuesdays once we can.
So you guys are going to be going to 2 days?
Yeah, 2 days a week. Started off 1 day a week, and, like, we were just kind of trying to learn how it all works and how to do everything. And we also have, like, college. I have, like, a part-time job, so, like, it's just mixing around trying to balance everything. But now we're going to start doing Tuesday episodes as well, like 10 to 20 minute episodes where Christian and I just kind of talk about a topic or something that's trending, and then a regular full length interview on Thursdays.
And you guys are currently in college?
Yeah, we're freshmen.
Bro, that's so cool. So, bro, you guys literally just got out of high school.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
When I was your age, I was killing it. When I was your age, I was going to college in Lamborghinis. And they weren't even mine. Because I worked I was a marketing director of an exotic car rental company.
Oh, really?
No
so,
way.
So sometimes when we worked on projects and, you know, we didn't want to drive back like 45 minutes to bring the car back to to the hangar, the location, you know, my boss would just be like, just take the car and bring it tomorrow. So then I would, do class and I would come by, you know, it didn't happen every day, but it happened. It was like, I was just making the best out of it. Like, you know, I looked up the cars and I liked all that stuff and, you know, I knew I couldn't afford it. So I was just like, all right, let me put myself in this situation where I can be in this life or enjoying these things that I like. So that's pretty cool that you guys are doing this. Like, I'm in the car with like my team and like, I'm going to tell them right now what you guys just said because they can't hear you. I'm on the AirPods, but these guys are freshmen in high school. They have their podcast running right now. They're doing it one day a week and now they're going to look into doing 2 days a week. So what's your guys' ultimate goal for the podcast? Like, what are you guys looking to get out of it? Or what value are you guys looking to bring to people through the podcast?
Yeah.
Because podcasts are difficult, and you guys are going through a mission to put it together, which means that you actually care about what people are hearing on it and, you know, the content that you're putting out. So what is the goal?
100%. So actually, when we first started, like, it was kind of just like why not? Like, fuck it, let's just, like, try it. It was kind of like we didn't really know what possibilities would come from it. And then like as we started interviewing like local people, like friends of ours, and then we were just like, all right, let's just like try to level up. And like we've been able to interview like huge names, like people that I've like studied and like looked up to and like read their books and all these kind of things like in these last 4 months. So it kind of just opened our eyes to like these new possibilities. But I'm just gonna let Christian tell you like the whole reason behind why we actually started it and what we hope to accomplish with it.
We started the podcast because when we got onto college camp, like onto the college campus, we realized that everyone was just trying to race each other to get like the best connection to get a freaking 9-to-5 job, which we realized wasn't really for us. So we're basically just doing this to inform our college audience of how they can find success outside of the classroom by taking advice from people that have done it themselves and already been successful with that. And we're hoping to take it to other college campuses and like have other people at other campuses, like name a college, USC, Cornell, anything like that, start their own Real Talk University there. So we're hoping to expand.
Okay, so you're looking to have Real Talk University, like, chapters in each college.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there'd be, like, a uniform website where you could, like, search through each college, and then there'd be, like, forums. So it's, like, kind of like a blog site, but with podcasts. And then each university would have their own, like, representative or sponsor, like, a group of kids that would kind of run that.
That's pretty dope, man. It's pretty dope. I don't think I was thinking about shit like that at your age. I don't know what they're feeding you guys these days, man. You guys are getting smarter each time. Gee, like, I know so many guys that are killing it. Like for example, I don't know if you guys know Casey Adams from Build Your Empire. He's like 18. When I met him, he was like 17, and he was killing it. He's doing his thing. There's so many young guys like Austin, the content creator at Iconic. He's like 18 or 19 too, and he's working with Gary Vaynerchuk and Scooter Braun and all these guys like. Age doesn't really matter as long as you have your shit together, you're organized, like, people are going to work with you, they're going to pay attention to you, they're going to take you seriously.
Yeah, there's so much, like, opportunities, which, like, what we're trying to, like, show people, and it's, like, so accessible with just, like, a freaking iPhone.
You know, one thing you should do is, you know, all these people that you're interviewing, you guys should stay in touch with them, like, because a lot of people, like, do podcasts to interview the people, and that's it, like, they never speak to them again. And that doesn't really do anything for you, because what you're trying to do is you're trying to build a network. So you should have some kind of like a newsletter that you keep people from the podcast that they've been on the podcast informed the things that are going on or things that may bring them value. Not just a bunch of BS and trying to sell them shit, because people don't want that. But just give them value, like, you know, blogs, tips, speaking opportunities, maybe, you know, or connecting each other. You could call one of your old guests and be like, hey, look, I talked to this guy and he looks like he might be able to connect with you at this level. And then you're doing partnerships. It's beyond the podcast. It's beyond the podcast, but you're making business flourish. Like, for example, for me, I connect dots on a daily basis. So I make money from many different ways. And a lot of the times I just do people favors and they need me to connect them to somebody. And I do. I'm like, hey, look, I got you. And then a lot of deals are able to come through just because of that.
Yeah,
I've been able to pull off deals with a bunch of people that I'm not in there, that I'm not directly involved with, but I've indirectly put the deal together. You get me?
Yeah, that's interesting. What we've done is like we've taken after one of our guests named Steve Sims, and we built like a black book, which is like this Excel sheet with all the information of everyone we've done an interview with. And then like we try to stay in contact with them, like follow up, obviously see what they're doing, what they're up to. And then another thing, like you mentioned, speaking engagements is something we're going to look into, obviously, in the future. Like we're in like a small town in upstate New York, so it's kind of hard with that. But if we like could branch out and do things in the city, like New York City and stuff, like we'd obviously have that network to tap into and see if they're interested.
I'm gonna probably be going to New York and in the next few months, because I'm doing Japan, Bali, St. Louis, Missouri, Phoenix, and Los Angeles. And before I do New York, I got to do all of that. We're touring. We're gonna be recording podcasts. We're gonna be recording video segments of everything we're doing. We're gonna be doing a bunch of stuff. But New York, I have a bunch of friends in New York, and I actually have some of my team members up there that we're gonna be probably doing an event. So it's all gonna be based up on entrepreneurship, self development, self mastery, like everything that has to do with just getting your shit together and making sure that your business is successful and thriving.
That's dope. Yeah, definitely let us know like when that goes down, because we'll be interested in at least going and meeting you in person and stuff like that.
Yeah, man, that would be cool. Yeah. So we could connect, and you know, it's just an added value to your audience for you to be able to put them in these situations, especially people at school, because like there's people at school that are gonna go to school, they're gonna leave, they're gonna do their thing, and they're gonna chill. And there's guys like you that are gonna get out of class and they're gonna figure out something, because they know that life isn't waiting for them when you graduate. I went to school. The second you graduate, jobs are not waiting for you. They're not. Right. Nobody's hiring an entitled person with a degree. People are hiring a person with a degree who also has experience. And that's something you guys are doing. You guys are building your own brand. You guys are building your own business. At the same time, you're getting that degree. You have that experience. You're talking to other people. You're getting street smart. You're getting book smart. And that's the route to do it. I could tell you from experience, so many people that I've graduated, that I went to school with or graduated, that the second I was done with school, I had such a track record because of the stuff that I had done, that I was able to do whatever I wanted. And these people were sitting still for like a year, 2 years, no job. Yeah. Or some entry level dead end job that somebody without even a degree was even higher than them, or and being their boss. So, you know, education is important, but it's very important as well to be able to know, you know, how to move out there. And dude, I'm 25 right now. You guys 18, right?
19, yeah.
19, you guys, I got 6 years on you guys. Like, you guys, by the time you guys are my age, you guys are going to be, imagine where it's going to be. Like, if you guys really take this podcast shit seriously and you guys really want to brand this, like, imagine what it could be in 6 years. If only 4 months ago you started and you're already thinking of doing 2 episodes a week, and you already have dozens of episodes recorded with people that actually, like, pay attention to you. You get me?
Yeah.
You guys are going to be able to get anyone on the phone. Like, look, I'll tell you right now, I started my podcast 5 weeks ago. I can't tell you exactly the names of the people that are going to be on it. I'll just send you guys a season one so you can hear it once it launches. But some of the biggest entrepreneurs in the entire United States are going to be on my podcast. And I only started it 5 weeks ago.
That's dope.
So, like, once you've built your network and once you've built that credibility, everybody's going to say yes to you. And then once you, like, yesterday, we were talking to one of the co-founders of Facebook about being on my podcast. Like, it's not even just about having them on the podcast. It's about having that network, man.
Yeah,
about having that network.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping to build. And then, like, obviously, once you get like a certain amount, like certain types of people, like they're connected to so many others, and it's just like a ripple effect.
Yeah, it's a ripple effect. You guys are gonna start inspiring a lot of people, and you're also building a brand that's never gonna fade out, because people are always gonna be going to college. People are always going to be in college, and the freshmen are always gonna be interested in hearing the podcast that you guys are making popular. You guys have to make sure you guys brand it correctly. Don't associate it to any partying. Don't associate it to any stupid shit. Like, keep away the drugs and alcohol from anything that you're doing. Like, that's going to be around you, but just don't relate that. Like, be straight businessmen. Let people know that you're serious, because, like, it's really serious, man. It really is. Like, you guys are undertaking something where you guys are launching a podcast. You guys are reaching mass audiences, and people are looking up to you despite the fact that you're young. You guys should be 19 years old right now, but 30-year-old men could be looking up to you, because there's guys that are 30 years old and don't have their shit together the way you guys do. You're in school, you guys have a job, and you guys are looking to build a business. There's guys double your age who are at home right now doing nothing. And you guys could be an inspiration to them. So you guys are an inspiration to people in all age brackets. Me, I'm 25. I inspire people 30, 35, 40, 50 years old that hit me up on a daily basis telling me what an inspiration I am to them. And it's kind of humbling, because I'm so young, and you would think, hey, if somebody's older, you know, I should kind of like be looking up to them. But no, it's not really like that. Nowadays, it's like, who's the most organized? Who has their stuff together? Like, who actually has a schedule? Who follows their schedule? Who writes shit down? Who sets goals? Who writes them down? Who executes them? Who holds people accountable? Like, all of that shit is important when you're thinking about running the shit that you're running. Because, you know, and eventually you're going to get to the point where a lot of people are going to recognize you. You're going to be recognized everywhere you go, because your podcast is popular. Everybody's going to talk about you. Don't let the ego get crazy. Like, you're going to start feeling great because people know you and you're making money. Like, don't spend the money on stupid shit. Don't get too full of yourself because people are liking you or you're popular or girls are paying attention. Like, that doesn't mean anything. That's only temporary. I'm serious, bro. Like, today you could be on top of the world and tomorrow you could be fucked. Like, and not knowing what you need to do. Like, you never know where life is going to go, and you can't try to be a hotshot or think that you're cool because you got followers or you're good looking or people like look up to you. That doesn't mean anything because tomorrow it could all be gone. So what really stays behind is the education, the integrity, and like the work ethic that got you to where you are. That will allow you to rebuild whatever you want to rebuild in the future.
100%. And I feel like I've worked on like businesses and different entrepreneurship stuff in like high school and just like before this. And like, obviously, like, I just feel like what we're doing now, like, actually there's like a spark in me. Like, there's something that actually motivates me to do it, because like, we've been doing it 4 months and like, it takes us like 10 to 20 hours out of the week at least. And like, we've put money in and haven't gotten anything out of it yet. And like, I'm like totally satisfied where we are. So I think like, just having that passion, like, that is like actually real, is going to help us a lot to just take this where we want it to go and be able to like stay humble and do the things we want to do.
You want me to give you some tips on how you could automate the podcast? It's not something I currently do, because I have somebody that's actually very close to us that has made a career out of this doing the podcast for us, but something I know will work for you if you want to save time and maybe you want to save money so you could concentrate, you know, on school as well and other stuff, because you want to make sure you do good in school. You could go on websites like freelancer.com or upwork.com, right? And you could look for people that work with audio programs, right? People overseas, right? You're spending, let's say, anywhere from $4 to $5 an hour for these people to work on your stuff, but you got to understand that you're not underpaying them. These people, if you're paying them, let's say, $4 an hour, and you're hiring them for 10 hours a week, that's 40 hours a month, right? 40 hours a month is how much? $4, like $160?
Yep.
Okay, with those $160, the average person in a country like Bangladesh, you could pay most of their rent for a really decent apartment in a really decent area in town. Rent for a decent two-bedroom, two-bathroom apartment in Bangladesh in a nice area in a city like Dhaka is like $250 a month.
Wow. Yeah. Yep.
So that means that you're giving somebody a job. You're spending very little over here. You know, you're in college. You have to realize that. You're paying them over there at a very reasonable price where they're able to work remotely on their own time. And they don't have to come into an office. They're working from their apartment that you're helping pay for. And you're paying them a decent amount of money. And as you're scaling with them, you're training them. And you're providing an actual job for somebody somewhere else. It doesn't matter where they are, but they're getting the shit done for you.
Yeah, no, that's actually really smart. And I think that's one of the biggest things we struggle with is this is literally just like a two-man team. And there's so much work that we have to divide up. That's why we're so proud of like releasing one episode a week. Like, it's just something that I'm definitely proud of doing that.
Yeah, no, and bro, that it's a lot of work, I understand. But the most important thing is to pretty much organize your workflow. Like, everything on your to-do list that you know you have to do more than one time every week, make a video about that. Make a training video. Film the video on QuickTime. Screen record the video or record yourself on a GoPro on your phone, training the person on how to do that specific task. And then you never have to do it again because you already trained them. You trained them and that it might take you an hour to make the training video for that task, but it's saving you maybe 50 hours a year. And how valuable is your time as you're growing? Your time is more and more valuable each time. And why are you going to keep doing the same thing over and over? Just automate your process. If editing your episode is taking you 10 hours a week, right? Train somebody in order for them to become a pro at it. Do it 3 hours a week. You're providing a job and you're making people scale the business rather than to do the technical stuff. Because if you're too worried about doing the technical stuff like editing or coming up with topics or certain things, you're not going to have the time to scale the business and open up different chapters in other places because you're too busy editing shit.
Yeah, yep. Facts. No, that's
you got me?
Really
it's going to get... It's going to get to a point where you're going to plateau. We're going to be like, fuck, like we're stuck. We have a lot, like we're doing really well. We have a lot of shit going on. It's going really cool, but we're too stuck doing minimal tasks that we shouldn't be doing. And then you're going to start thinking about we need a third person, but we can't afford a third person because the cost of living is obviously really high and we're not really monetizing the way we are. So what is an option? Provide a job for somebody overseas where you're giving them an extremely fair pay and they're working on their own time, on their own terms and working with you every single day. Like I have a local team. I have a team here in Miami. I have team members across the U.S. and I have teams overseas. And I communicate with them. Like I train them on channels like Slack, on training tools like Asana, Asana is a tool you guys should definitely use to delegate your tasks between both of you guys to hold both of yourselves accountable. That person I was speaking to you about today, that was one of the co-founders of Facebook, he's actually the co-founder of Asana. We were speaking to him today about being on our podcast. That's a tool for you to organize your workflow and your work life in order for people to be held accountable. It has reminders. It connects to your Google calendars. It connects to your Dropbox. It brings your whole life together. Don't just run around like giving yourself deadlines on a notebook or some shit like that. Make a system. Once that system is set and it's organized, you're going to feel so much relief and so much pressure off your shoulders, like where shit is actually getting done and you feel like there's an actual workflow. You guys may or may not have it already, but if you don't, I definitely recommend that you use it.
Facts. For sure.
Yeah, I've heard of the app before. We use like Slack right now, but like I feel like it's true. Like once you engineer like a process that's repeatable, it's going to be a lot easier.
Well, with Slack is, we use Slack on a daily basis, but Slack is more like a WhatsApp for business. Slack is where you should communicate, but Asana is where you should divide the tasks. Asana, you could put due dates. You can make recurring tasks. So for example, let's say that every week you have to sit down and edit. You could put the task where as soon as you check it off, the next week it pops up again for you. So you don't have to keep putting it. So the machine, the algorithm, the actual app starts working for you. It's like your own employee in a way. And you guys at the rate you're at, you don't even have to pay for Asana. You can use a free version.
Yeah, that's
right.
Sweet.
That's awesome.
You guys can use the free version and you guys will be solid. Right. You guys will be solid and you'll guys see. If you guys implement some of the things that I'm telling you right now and you guys call me in a month, you're going to be like, Alex, we're fucking killing it. We feel so much better. My workflow is better because I used to ignore it before. And I used to think that I could do it a certain way, and I was wrong. I started learning from people who were doing it at a bigger scale than me and started applying those things into my shit, asking people questions and applying into my workflow.
100%. Right. Yeah, no, like we're the type of people that will actually like take this advice and then figure out how we can implement it ourselves. So that's dope. All right. So
yeah,
we'll get more of your story as well here too, but like we really appreciate a lot of the advice you've given us and all this kind of stuff. We'll definitely go back and listen to it again and make sure we have it all nailed down.
And for whoever's listening, because ultimately this is why people are listening to this stuff, to get these little tips and tools and tricks. Now I've given you all those tips. Now I'll tell you what, you know, some of the stuff that I'm doing and what I've done to give that some credibility and back that up in some sort of way.
100%.
I'm working on two projects that you're most likely going to see on Netflix in the next year. Okay. Really? I have a clothing business that we distribute globally. It's called Palmera Mia. It's a Miami-based clothing company. It's a palm tree. You'll see the logo is a palm tree. I don't know how big you guys are on Spanish music, but we're popular in the Spanish industry with artists like J Balvin and Nicky Jam and Maluma and all these guys. They all rep our brand and they keep the brand consistent along with our other marketing efforts. You know, we also give back to the community. We donate to clean water initiatives. Okay.
That's awesome.
So we're going to start building aqueducts in South America for communities that don't have access to clean water. These people are walking 15, 20 miles a day just to get buckets of water to brush their teeth or drink water. Well, all we have to do is go to the kitchen or go to the bathroom. You know, we take a lot of shit for granted. So we're trying to, you know, use our influence to help a lot of people out. So, you know, as part of my platform, one of my trademarks is hustle inspires hustle. I believe that if you hustle hard and, you know, you show others how hard you're hustling, you're going to inspire them to do the same.
Yeah, I love that. Exactly. That's so true.
Yeah, so,
you get me? So yeah. I have a platform where we coach people, where we give them, like, we have a podcast, we have video content, we send them tutorials and teach them how to get up to speed, the shit that school doesn't teach you. School teaches you a lot of things that you need for things to be able to work out, but it doesn't teach you a lot of things that you need to run a business.
Exactly.
Like how to register your company, how to make sure you properly do your taxes.
Yep.
Give me one second, guys.
Yeah, no problem.
Sorry, guys. We're coordinating. We're flying the drone, and we're close to an airport, so we can't fly it. We're shooting B-roll for our film right now. That's the film I'm telling you about for Netflix.
That's awesome.
It's hopefully going to go on Netflix. We're still waiting to see whether it's going to make more sense to have it on Netflix or on Amazon or on Hulu. My bad. So if you check right now, if you guys go to Amazon and you check out Amazon Prime, look for a video series called Plastic Crack. It's a series about toy collectors. That's one of the series that my team has worked on and actually gotten developed and sold to a major platform. I have a team working fully right now with me on film projects. And it's in direct partnership with my company, UADV. UADV is pretty much the head of everything, you know, the mastermind, and UADV is the firm that owns all the companies under it. So, my company, UADV, is partnered with a studio called US 27 Studios, and we're working on a few film projects. One of which was just released on Amazon on Sunday. So you guys could actually, whoever's listening, you guys can see some tangible evidence, some actual shit that's out there that you guys could actually see how we produce shows, how we bring them together, how we sell them, the things that are involved. And in general, to stay engaged, my social media, Mr. Alex Quinn, Mr. Alex Quinn with one N. I post every day about the projects that we're working on, opportunities where we're hiring people, projects around the world. Sometimes we're looking for talent in different cities. You could sign up for my newsletter and get updates every week, wallpapers, podcasts. I interview world-class entrepreneurs, people that are part of my newsletter or part of my network. I give them the chance to submit questions to these big guys, and we get to answer them live on the podcast, mentioning the person who asked the question. So I have many opportunities for people who are listeners, who want to grow in business, who want to grow on social media, who want to engage. Like, they could engage in my network. They could go to hustleinspireshustle.com. Or they could go on Instagram, on Instagram stories. If you go on the GIF and you type in hustle or entrepreneur or hustle inspires hustle, we have actually a trending GIF that's trending with Gary Vee. A lot of the big entrepreneurs, our trademark is trending everywhere. We have merch launching. So we have a lot of exciting things that are going on. And I relate a lot to what you guys are doing now, because you guys are at a place where you guys are starting your podcast, and I am too, right? We're in different age brackets. We're in different parts of the game, but I know the hard work behind it. I know what it is to need to upload it, you know, to make sure that enough people listen to it, so it's relevant, to get feedback, you know, to make sure that you're keeping people engaged. You know, you guys are doing a great job. I'm glad that you guys are active on social. That's where we met, right? That's where we connected.
Yep, on Instagram, actually.
How did you guys run into my profile? Do you even remember? Like, how did that even happen?
Yeah, well, actually, we interviewed Brody Kern like a month ago, and we just followed his page, and I saw that he did an interview with you, and I saw that, so I figured I'd reach out to you as well, because that was pretty dope.
Brody's a super cool guy. I met Brody in December, this past December. We spoke at an event in Miami called Dream Mastermind.
That's sweet, yeah. He was really dope.
Yeah, he was dope. We spoke with him, Gerard Adams, Jason Stone, the Millionaire Mentor, a ton of people. It's been fun, man. You guys got to go to these speaking engagements. For your audience listening, all of these speaking engagements are incredible opportunities for you to meet people in the industry. A lot of these people are looking for fresh talent. They're looking to hire. I've hired a bunch of people from these events on my team, and people that I hire don't necessarily have to work in my city. I hire people all over the world, and they and you know, my work is digital. We do digital work. We have online stores. We do digital design, web design. You know, we don't do it for clients. We only do it for ourselves. I only do marketing for companies that I own. Other companies that I may do marketing for, it may be just because I consult or it's something I'm really passionate about. But my agency only, the only clients my agency has are my own companies. So the agency belongs to me and so do the companies. It's just that the companies keep the agency running and vice versa.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Real quick. So like you mentioned the speaking engagement. So, like, where would people find out about these if people are interested?
Go to hustleinspireshustle.com and sign up for the newsletter and any of the newsletter form signups. They're going to get wallpapers for their stories, for their phone, motivational wallpapers. They're going to get podcasts. They're going to get free video tutorials, invites to webinars. They're going to get – sometimes I even give free tickets out to a lot of these speaking engagements. And a lot of people are afraid to fly out somewhere, right? So a lot of these speaking engagements – are in other cities, right? But, you know, people are like, oh, the plane ticket, I don't want to spend money on the plane ticket. But then these are the same people spending like $300 on sneakers and spending money and spending money buying drinks or spending on stupid shit. Like a lot of these kids that I've met are like 18 or 19 and 17 years old, and they're flying to all of these events, spending their money, spending their savings. But by the time they leave these events, they've met so many people that they've quadrupled their investment. You obviously have to watch out what events you go to, and you got to make sure that the speakers are legit and that you're not going to something that's not legit. But, you know, it's an investment in yourself. Every dime you spend on your education towards expanding your business, it's something that you're going to get back tenfold years later.
For sure.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So all this advice you've given us, all the stories you've told, you've clearly been successful at a young age. Like, what can young people do other than go to these events and stuff to be successful at such a young age?
stop dreaming and start doing. Stop looking at other people do it and just do it. Stop caring what people think. Stop caring if people think that you failed. Stop. If your parents don't believe in you, fuck that. Okay. You can believe in yourself. You have to be reasonable. If your parents don't believe in you because you're being an absolute nut, then they're right. But if you believe that you have a true talent and that fire and that passion that you have inside is something that you can't overlook and that you can't stop thinking about it, then fuck what people have to say and just do it. But just do it and stop sitting there watching people do it and then, you know, complaining about why your life isn't where it needs to be or why you're not where you want to be. You just got to do it. And there's no secret formula to being successful. Just get up tomorrow morning, put your alarm for 6 in the fucking morning or 7 in the morning and get shit done. Make a plan things out on a schedule, reach out to people, hold yourself accountable. But if you're going to be lazy, you're not going to be doing anything all day, then that's why things are not going to work. There's no secret formula to being successful. Just show up every day.
Yeah.
If you just show up every day, there's no such thing as luck. Luck is where hard work meets opportunity. Eventually, that hard work is going to meet an opportunity that can't be overlooked, and that's where you make your money. You just got to be consistent. There's no secret formula.
Yeah, and I think younger people especially, like, think that there's no, like, they just sit and wait for the opportunity to come for them, or like they think that they're not like old enough or they're not in the position to be credible or to be, you know, have that authority. But really, like, just how things are these days, it's anyone can start, and there's just so much evidence.
And failure is also something not to be afraid of. Like, I've screwed up so many times. Every successful person you're ever going to see, no matter how perfect they make themselves look, they've fucked up some more times than they can count, because we learn through experience. We learn through school. We learn through people that raise us. But ultimately, in business, we learn through fucking up.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Unless you have a mentor, or you're going to these speaking engagements and you're speaking to people and they're mentoring you through things that they've gone through, so you skip those steps, you're still going to run into a lot of issues and you're still going to run into inconveniences. So, you know, if you started a business and it's failing, that fucking sucks. Just keep going. You know, right. Nobody told you it was going to be easy. Nobody said it was going to be a walk in the park. If it was a walk in the park, everybody would be rich. 100%. And if it was, and not even, you don't even want to, not necessarily, not everybody wants to be rich. Some people just want to have a stable life and not have to worry about paying bills and just know that their shit is covered and that they're fine. And some people aren't looking for wealth. Some people are just looking for stability. That's too, but you're not going to find any of that if you don't show up every day and if you're not organized. Because if you're not organized, then the people that are behind you and looking up to you who could potentially grow your company, they're not going to believe in you. They're going to be like, this guy's disorganized as shit. Why would I want him to be my leader? Why would I trust my life on this guy and my entire career and my time, which is so valuable? Why would I put it into this person who doesn't have their shit together? So the sooner you realize that you're the problem and it's not other people and it's not the market, the sooner you're able to scale your business.
100%. Yeah, that's so true. And then just another thing, like, if you just had to, like, give some advice on how to start a personal brand or where to start, or some, you know, just some things that will help to go into that, what would you say?
Do a bunch of free work. Yeah. Do a bunch of free work. In any field that you are, you're not a professional if you just started. You need practice. You need to mess up. You can't go out there starting wanting to make a bunch of money. Go learn. Go mess up. Get an internship. Stop having so much pride needing money. Don't be afraid to learn. Even though the person is younger than you, even if whoever they are, whoever the person is, you know, go learn from the girl you look up to, the guy you look up to. If you see somebody on social media that you look up to, reach out. See if you can intern for them. Learn a few things. Have mentoring sessions. Get them on the phone once a week for like an hour or 30 minutes. Drive up. You know, like, do different things that are going to teach you something. Ask a million questions. Just ask a million questions. Don't be afraid to ask. The smartest people in the world ask the most questions.
Yeah.
Just because you ask a bunch of questions doesn't mean that you're stupid. The stupid people are the ones that stay quiet and pretend that they understood.
That's yeah. So true, yeah.
It's facts. And then another thing, I think the reason, like, we're doing well on social media and just people are liking what we're doing is, like, we share our failures, like, with our podcast and stuff. Like, obviously, we're not perfect. We don't have the process down pat, all that kind of stuff. Like, we did an interview a month ago and we never downloaded the file and now it's gone, like, just recently. So, like, we have failures like that, but, like, you just learn from it.
Exactly. But you know what you do in that case? You use Asana, like I told you. All right. Every Monday or after every episode, we have to go through a checklist. Because you forget. We have so many little details, so many trivial little things that we don't remember. Like, for example, for me, every single method of my business or my personal brand has a step-by-step process. So right now, I just got off the car while I'm on the phone with you guys, and there's three people in the car. one person working on marketing, one person flying the drone, the other person flying the Steadicam. Each of those persons has a checklist. Okay, I need to do this, 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 that. Okay, done. As soon as that's done, we know, okay, footage. Footage needs to be backed up into the hard drive. Go to the hard drive, back footage up. The second that the footage is backed up to the hard drive, drive to the office, put it in the hard drives, and upload it to the cloud. Like, you get me? Like, it's step by step by step, and it's not that you're stupid or that you're trying to be annoying. It's just that we're human and we mess up, and we have so many things to do that we can't remember. So if we know that every single time we do a task, the most minimal thing that we could do is look at a checklist, which is going to take us 2 minutes, and then we could check off everything on that checklist. We're never going to forget anything, and then we're not going to be mad at ourselves, pissed off at ourselves for deleting some shit. You don't know how many times we've formatted memory sticks after we have filmed all day long, like thousands of dollars of video production, and we formatted the memory stick and deleted everything, like idiots.
Yeah. Wow. It happens. It happens. Getting that process done, like you said.
And you eliminate that through checklists, accountability, organization. And then what happens? Maybe one day you guys have graduated from college. Some big firm has looked at your podcast. You guys are in 20 different colleges. And they're like, hey, we want to buy you guys out. If you guys are a disaster on the inside, even though you're kind of keeping it together, they're not going to buy you out, because then the business can't work without you, because nobody understands your methods or your workflow. So it's always good when you have a business to automate it, make sure that it's a process and a workflow in order for, even if you don't ever want to sell, but at least you want to step out, do something else and plug somebody in, that person is going to have to be in a position where they're going to have their shit so organized that they're going to be able to do it without a problem. But if you're kind of throwing them into the lines and they don't know what's going on, they're going to be like, whoa, okay, how do I do all of this? But if you have training videos, if you have a workflow, if you have apps like Asana, if you have consistent communication, it's going to be easy for people to work with you, and it's going to be easy for you to scale your business. So, I mean, guys, look, if you guys really put your mind to it, in a year and a half, you guys could be national. You guys could be all over the United States with colleges everywhere. Gee, like, if you guys really get your shit together, shit, bro, in a year, you guys could be massively expanded. You guys could be selling merch. You guys could be bringing speakers to different colleges and making money out of it. You guys could be booking these speakers and working directly with the colleges, making your commission for the booking fee.
Yep.
You guys can literally have a podcast and become booking agents. All of these guys that you're interviewing, you could offer to bring them to the university. Speak to the university, be like, look, we want to start bringing speakers for the students. And you tell the person, hey, look, I want to start bringing you to universities, and you're the middleman. Get your cut. And then you guys start generating different streams of revenue for your business. You guys have the podcast, you monetize the podcast in whichever way you already have planned to monetize it. Or you also have these speakers that you're getting shit from, and it's just innovating. And as you're doing that, you're meeting different people and you're growing as incredible entrepreneurs. Like, I can't wait to see you guys at 25, 26. You guys are going to be rock stars.
I appreciate it. Yeah, that's just one thing. Like, there's so many different ways to take this, and there's so many different opportunities. So, like, I think the hardest part for us so far is just trying to, like, keep that excitement contained and, like, focus on the day-to-day things to get us to where we, like, those places, you know?
I get you guys. I get you. I know what it takes to do all that shit, man. Honestly, proud of that shit, man. Not a lot of kids, like I told you. Not a lot of kids, and don't feel me like I'm trying you because I'm calling you kids, because we're all kids. I'm still a kid. I'm 25. I still don't know what the hell I'm doing in this world. We're all kids, even until we're old. But like it just goes to show, man. It just goes to show that just wanting to get things done, wanting to get people on the phone. Like, you don't know how many people try to get me on the phone to offer me stuff or pitch me projects, and they just don't have a good process. Look at you guys. You guys are coming in with a full podcast already. Like, it's your perfect opportunity to speak to whoever you want to speak to. Pick their brain, bring something to the table for them, bring an audience for them, give them a platform for them to speak on. You guys have the perfect opportunity to pretty much do whatever you guys want to do in business, whether it's a podcast or not. You guys are on the right path. So that's pretty cool, man. I appreciate you guys taking the time to have me on.
Yeah, of course.
Man. Absolutely.
You helped us a lot. So what we're going to do now is like a lightning round. It's like a few quick questions, and then we'll let you go. Get back to work.
Cool.
All right, so first, what would you tell your 18-year-old self if you could have a few words with him?
That's crazy that you guys just asked me that question, because that's the question I ask every single guest at the end of my podcast.
Really?
It's a great question.
I'm serious. I'm not even lying to you. That is the only question I really, really want to hear from people, to see what they tell themselves. Like, everything else is important to me, but this is the one question that's really important to me. What would you tell your 18-year-old self? I would tell my 18-year-old self to be patient, to not rush into everything, Don't try to get into every business. Don't try to be everybody's friend. Don't try to be cool with everybody. You're never going to satisfy everybody. You're never going to make everything perfect. So pace yourself. Do things that you really like doing. Don't stress yourself out. If it's stressing you out, if it's draining you of your energy, if it's making you somebody that you're not, get away from it. Stay away from people with bad energy. Stop trying to impress people that don't care about you. Stop trying to buy material things. Stop trying to be cool. Because a lot of the people that are trying to be cool or trying to be materialistic, they're the most loneliest people. And they're the people that like have the most issues. And the people that you don't really know that they're hiding behind all the material stuff. It's not everyone, but it's most people. And and it's keeping them from getting to the next step, you know? Don't be impressed by social media, the things that you see. You don't have to have a Lamborghini to be cool or be successful. A lot of these guys driving these cars can't even afford them.
Yeah, that's so great true. Advice.
All right, so what's the best advice you've ever received, and then what's the worst you've gotten?
What's the best advice I've ever received?
Yeah, and then also the worst.
The best advice I've ever received. Some great advice I've received. Man, that's a tough one. Shit, what the best advice I've ever received. Give me a second to think about it. I want this to be a really good one for you guys. Somebody that it's really impacted me.
100%. Yeah, this one usually takes a while for people.
Yeah. The best advice I've ever received in business, which is not something that's actually tangible, but it's something more like on a spiritual perspective, I guess, is trust your gut. When you're in business, there's going to be times where your subconscious is going to be screaming at you, telling you not to do something, and you're going to try to ignore it.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you're going to notice that every single time you ignore it, you're going to have to go back and fix it because you shouldn't have ignored it. So if something deep in your gut and in your conscience doesn't feel right and something doesn't add up, it's just not going to add up. And just be very careful. Doesn't mean pull out, but just be very careful. Be aware of your surroundings. Don't ignore your sixth sense. We all have a sixth sense when we get into business and we start developing it, and it gets better each time. You're able to smell bullshit. You're able to, you know, pick up on certain energies. Just don't ignore red flags just because you want to do something. Same thing in business, same thing in relationships. Relationships, whether it's a romantic relationship, whether it's family, whether it's friends, like, don't ignore red flags and don't overlook things just because you're in a specific situation. Don't let things get out of hand and keep an eye on everything. That's the best advice I've received from many people. Now, some of the worst advice I've received from many people, honestly, guys, I've received a lot of stupid-ass advice. Okay? I've received advice from people that tell me to listen to everybody's opinion. Who gives a shit about everybody's opinion? As long as you do things with integrity, you know you're not screwing people over, you know you're doing good business, and you know you're getting putting good energy out into the universe, don't let people's negative shit or jealousy or insecurities affect your thoughts.
Yep. That's awesome. All right, so two more and then we're out of here. So the first one, what's the best purchase you've ever made that's cost $100 or less?
What's the best what?
The best purchase you've ever made of $100 or less.
What's the best purchase we've made that cost $100 or less? Yeah. My manager, Michelle, said food. The best $100 I've ever spent, it was probably, took a flight to New York on Spirit Airlines. It's like $98 round trip. Come on, you can't beat that. You fly into another city for $100.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's
Or online programs where I'm learning things. A great program to look into is the Marketing Automation Academy by John D. Saunders at 54 Digital. They have a bunch of programs you could buy. A lot of them are under $100, and you can learn about digital marketing, organizing your company, growing your brand. That's another great $100 you could spend right there. Self-investment.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, last one here. What
webinars.
Keep going. Webinars. Gotcha.
Books.
You could do webinars. You could buy into really good webinars that teach you about your craft. Those are another great $100.
Yeah.
Podcast microphone is great too. You can buy a blue. You can buy a Blue Yeti microphone, on Amazon or at Best Buy. $100. Give you great audio for your podcast.
Yeah.
Definitely. Self development's huge. So last one here. What would you put on a billboard for the whole world to see? Like, what message would you want to show?
What would I put on a billboard? I would put the words "Hustle inspires hustle" and nothing else.
It's awesome. simple enough.
Yeah, I like that message a lot.
If you guys share, anybody that's listening, or you guys as well, if you guys drop an Instagram story of you guys working or hustling or doing something, you go to GIF, you look up Hustle Inspires Hustle, use our GIF, we're going to share it on my personal page, and we're going to share it on our page. If 100 people share it, 100 people get shared. Everybody gets a shout out. So you already know.
That's awesome.
Cool. Dude, we really appreciate your time. We'll keep you updated. We'll release this as soon as we can. And just keep doing what you're doing. You're killing it.
Cool, bro. I appreciate you guys. Do your thing, man. If you guys ever need to reach out, let me know. I'm always available for you guys.
Awesome, all right. Appreciate man. It, man.
Have a good one.
All right. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
Hey guys, show some love for the Real Talk University podcast by subscribing and leaving a review on the Apple Podcast app. See you all next week.